2 o'clock. And you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge. Big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Do not turn off your radio. There's nothing wrong with your radio. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is after 4 o'clock, and some of you are like, wait a minute, what's going on? Hawks game today delayed the start of our show because of the weather situation, Mike, and so they pushed the game up and started a little bit earlier than they should have. Obviously, they were going to play tonight. We're obviously fine with it, guys. There's nothing we can do. NBA making these rules, and so we come to you here from about 4:30 right now until about 6. But we got a lot to get to, Mike, coming off the AFC-NFC championship games. We're going to talk more about the Falcons and their general manager search. And look, the Hawks just won 3 in a row. Look, and I'll start here simply because coming off the heels of the game, we've been talking about, Mike, trying to get a little run together. Don't know what this is going to look like, but look, winning beats losing, and right now I need a winning streak, and that's what they're on.
Right. It's a 3-game winning streak, and again, it was a typical midseason pre-All-Star break game where they kind of monkeyed around a little bit with the Pacers and stepped on it in the third quarter and then started rolling, and it was good to see the bench scoring. I thought everybody kind of contributed, and you know, usual effort, I think you could argue, from Jalen Johnson, but it was kind of neat to see, you know, some of the other dudes, you know, get in the scoring. So like I said, I don't know what they're going to do before the deadline. I know we've debated with Day-Day, our producer, are they going to go after somebody? Are they going to stand pat, and then the big play will come vis-a-vis the draft and the offseason? I don't know. I still think you're just one game out of the six right now. So as much as we bellyache about the play-in, you get on a heater now, and all of a sudden you could lock in, you know, you could argue a lock-in, a locked-in playoff spot.
No doubt. So it's something we're keeping an eye out on. Obviously, we'll see how the Eastern Conference shakes out. We'd love to hear from you guys because it was a busy, busy weekend. There's no doubt. 404-726-0929. You can always follow us. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes. And the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Mike, first and foremost, man, I know, you know, it's not a normal show from the standpoint of a time standpoint, but the weather, man, was front and center. You're fine, right, down there on the south side?
Yeah, man, look, I get it. We were talking about this on our pre-show. You can check that out, guys, on Twitch and YouTube. It airs around 11 o'clock. And we were talking about, look, you know, we all know what 2014 was and what a train wreck and how we just don't get ready for this kind of weather. We just can't handle it. So they erred on the side of caution. But, yeah, down here, I mean, I can't speak for all of Coweta and Fayette County, but where I am, no problem. All good. No ice whatsoever.
Yeah, me neither, man. I mean, on the driveway, like the deck and the stairs and those kind of places, obviously is where it accumulated, but as far as like the main surface streets, not anything what we thought it might look like or what it might be. Did have some trees and some limbs, you know, have some ice on them, but no real damage. And I know you've probably seen by now some of the stuff that's happened in Carolina, up in Tennessee, where they got all that ice, Mike, and it's just like splitting trees and stuff.
Yeah, it's exactly what we were talking about. You know, worried about what happened in 2014. Where were you during the ice storm? I got buddies who live north of Charlotte, and yeah, they're experiencing everything that we went through. I mean, cars sliding all over the place, nobody leaving their house. So, hey, man, like I said, I know we it's easy to crap on the weather people. They're just trying to protect us all. But, yeah, this one, look at the bright side. We generally, for much of Metro Atlanta, we got lucky this time.
No doubt. All right, as far as the Falcons are concerned, because this is front and center, guys, tomorrow – the Kevin Stefanski press conference happens. We'll carry it live for you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Matt Ryan and Kevin Stefanski will join Andy and Randy after the presser on our radio station, so make sure you tune in for that. But right now, we do not have a general manager. And I think, Mike, part of this is, I said to one of our listeners, the weather played a role in this. I'm not telling you they would have hired somebody maybe by Friday, but I do think this weather system rolling through, you could only really do Zoom interviews, and I think that's what they did. So this whole face-to-face thing, that's the next step, right? And if you do feel like one of these guys is your guy, and we think they probably may have found him, but they're continuing to do these interviews, then you want to get the face-to-face and then make the decision. So, again, I don't know what the urgency is when you talk about, okay, we got our coach. We know Matt's in control as far as, you know, he's running things. let's just make sure we get the right general manager, even if it takes a little bit longer.
Yeah, and you and I talked about the perception that, at least around the league, and maybe it's the perception isn't accurate. We'll try to get more clarity tomorrow. When you have Matt running the show and you hire the coach before the GM, is he a junior partner? Or will he be allowed to cook the way Matt said he would in his introductory press conference? I like the idea of Josh Williams. I think the 49ers organization is built the right way. Look, they got decimated with injuries, but they still found a way to make the playoffs. Ian Cunningham, you know, we talked about, makes sense because of his pedigree, working with Howie Roseman with the Eagles, working with the Ravens. So those would be two guys off the top of my head. But do they feel from where they are now in this stage, or James Lipford from the Texans, he's a former Georgia Tech linebacker, do they feel that they'd be, you know, if you're an assistant GM, you're coming to Atlanta to be another assistant GM. I don't know. Some folks are a little curious why it's taking so long.
Yeah, man. And look, they hired a couple of other pieces, one of them being the special teams coach, which we'll talk about. Craig Aukerman is his name. It's right. A-U-K. But he was a coach with the Titans, special teams coach. He was also with Cleveland. Or with the Titans, should I say. And I think he worked with Stefanski.
Miami?
Yeah, somewhere along the way. Miami, right. And this was a big hire only because our special teams were so bad last year, Mike. Look, Marquise Williams should have been fired halfway through the season. We know this. They didn't. Ra chose to maintain his staff. And then afterwards, when everybody got, you know, this was one of those positions where, as Falcon fans, we just can't overlook this. Like, this cost us games this year. And the special teams was such a big part of it. We saw it yesterday. Both teams missing field goals. Now, the elements were a big reason that happened. But, Mike, we know how important special teams are. So we have a new special teams coach. What do you think?
Well, it's good news in the sense that a lot of Browns fans are saying Bubba Ventrone, who initially was reported to be coming down with the rest of the staff from Cleveland, wasn't exactly the kind of dude that would get Falcon fans fired up based on the absolute train wreck that special teams was last year. And we even found out from one of our buddies who does radio in Cleveland that when they were struggling with special teams, Stefanski was, you know, standing by his guy. So that's one fire we don't have to put out yet. Dolphin fans would say their special teams weren't exactly elite.
Right.
So we'll see. But maybe there's a different approach. And I don't know, maybe like our third string or second string guys that made up special teams, a year ago they were really good, and then last year it just went haywire, you know, to the point where we had Pro Bowl special team guys getting benched. None of it made any sense.
It didn't. And it affected the team. I mean, it affected the outcome of games. So you have a head coach who is going to call plays. You have your OC and Tommy Reese. You now have a special teams coach. We know you have a defensive coordinator. Your coordinator jobs have been placed now. And now it's about filling in the staff. And, Mike, we also found out there that he, and I say he is, and Kevin Stefanski, because he's worked with Bob Quinn, is bringing in Quinn here as a senior advisor. He was with Stefanski in Cleveland. I think they started working together in, like, 21. But this is a former Lions general manager before Brad Holmes took over, okay? So Brad Holmes is the guy they hired from L.A., and then Dan Campbell and him come in. That's the tandem that has gotten the Lions to where they are. But Bob Quinn is a now senior advisor and will be to Stefanski here as he was, I think, in Cleveland. And I'm not sure. People are asking me, like, what's that mean?
Yeah.
Not sure.
What's that mean?
Not sure about. Yeah. Because here's the deal. What are his duties? And is he specifically there to help Stefanski with administrative stuff? Maybe. But you get an experienced NFL guy alongside our head coach. I'm not telling you that I'm poo-pooing this, but I'm simply saying I don't know what his full extent of his responsibilities are going to be.
Right.